And first up, we have Ms. Brenda Edelman, followed by Virginia Porter.
Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. I wish you good morning. I'm here today because just this last week we finalized a settlement with the Russian River County Sanitation District, which is the Board of Supervisors, over a legal action that we had submitted last September. And I have copies of the settlement plus a background article I wrote for a newspaper that'll come out in a few days. I just quickly want to tell you what that was about. Thank you so much. I also had sent it to your staff electronically, so they received it yesterday, I believe. About a year and a half ago, in March of 2009, the board of directors of the district certified an EIR and selected a project for a storage basin for the Russian River County Sanitation District. We never opposed the concept of a storage basin, but we had serious problems with the EIR, and we had provided substantial testimony to that fact. And we had concerns that we felt weren't addressed, and it boiled down to basically 4 points. And in September, we actually filed a lawsuit addressing those issues. And I want to say it was our intent all along to try and get resolution before the lawsuit fully moved forward. And I'm happy to say we were able to finally, after a year of negotiations, come to an agreement without ever having produced the record, and we've agreed to settle it with no payment to ourselves. We're paying our own legal fees on this. So that's just to tell you that our intent was strictly to try and improve the situation, and we had concerns, and I won't go into huge detail. I'll just briefly mention we had had testimony submitted by two geologists who expressed concerns about geological problems in the area. The area is subject to landslides, and we felt that there were the geologists who submitted testimony said there wasn't enough study to verify that conditions were safe enough to move forward with this project. So that was a big issue, and the thing we agreed on was that Cotton Shires and Associates would be doing a review of the EIR work that was done and offer an outside independent opinion on the adequacy of that work, and may possibly recommend new work. So that was a big issue for us. Another big issue is the fact that the road, it's a one-lane dead-end road for much of the way that leads to the treatment plant, and it's subject to landslides. It's a fragile road. There are lots of residences along there with no sidewalks, and people park along it, so it's very narrow, and there was going to be something like 90 trucks a day traveling this road back and forth for about 4 months. So we had concerns about the need for further environmental review should they need to make any changes to the road, and we had an agreement about that as well. We also had concerns about capacity at the treatment plant. There are a lot of problems with the plant, as you well know, and there was one other issue that's slipping my mind right now. Oh, we had concerns about the fact that there tends to be high groundwater there, and the liner of the bottom of the pond was very close to what was stated as the high. I think it was just a 5-foot separation, and we're not even sure that 5-foot amount was adequately expressed. So there's an item in there that basically says that your staff will review the plans for the project before anything gets constructed, which we feel is a very important item. So we're very, very pleased with the settlement, and the court does retain jurisdiction to see that all these items are carried out. And we felt it came to a really good resolution that serves the interests of the community. And I just wanted to let you know about that. Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Questions or comments? Okay. Virginia Porter?
Good morning to all of you. I'm here representing the Russian River Watershed Association, and I have an update on two projects that are taking form within the association right now, and I want to give you a little update on those projects. And then also to thank you for your ongoing support of your staff. We've been in dialogue with them on the development of these projects from the beginning, and we always get their time, their attention, and their really good ideas. So the first one is something that you've probably received in your mailbox about a week ago, and that's the publication and soon to be launched of our Russian River Friendly Landscape Guidelines. This is a project we've been working on for 2 years. All of our 9 member agencies have been very involved. It's modeled after a document that was developed in the Bay Area by stopwaste.org that's been fully embraced by the Bay Board as a model for how to proceed in our communities with sustainable landscape practices. On November 16th, we're going to have an event that presents to the landscape professionals. Thank you very much to your board member, David Noren, who's going to present the board's perspective to probably about 150 professionals who work in the Russian River watershed. So we're really looking forward to that. Just very briefly, some of the practices that are promoted, including minimizing or eliminating the use of pesticides, eliminating and reducing ornamental lawns with some very practical methods for how to carry that out, practicing diversity in planting, really eliminating invasives, and diversifying plant populations to create beneficial insect movement and that kind of thing. So it's great. Thank you for your support, and we're looking forward to many years of this being in the hands of our landscape professionals. So then the second item I want to mention to you is that at this very minute, perhaps, the North Coast Integrated Regional Water Management Plan Technical Peer Review Panel is in the process of reviewing many projects for our region to be considered for funding in the first round of Proposition 84 funding. And for the first time, the Russian River Watershed Association has actually moved a project forward into the competition, if you will. But we're excited because it's all 9 of our member agencies are involved. Our project includes really a string, if you will, of demonstration, low-impact development / Russian River-friendly demonstration gardens from Katati to Ukiah. So we're hoping that all of us are successful in competing for these grant funds, but we're really hoping that we'll actually see these projects on the ground in the next couple of years. So just briefly, too, we're in our work planning process. We're in dialogue with your staff on the kinds of things that RRWA can do to promote the goals that we all have for our improved water quality and regulatory compliance. So thank you.
Thanks, Virginia.
Virginia, I want to thank you and your agency for being on the front line of this kind of work. It really is the front line of our MS4 process in a big way, and I just want to express my thanks and from our board in doing so. Both those projects are really worthy, I think, and putting that type of information out and showing leadership, I think, is really key. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. Excellent report.
Gregory Fearon, followed by Carolyn Higgins.
Thank you very much. My name is Gregory Fearon. I'm board president of Coastwalk California. Someone said, well, why are you guys here? I want to give you a little brief on why that. I'm, as the new president, one of my responsibilities is to establish a stronger partnership with all of the players who are helping, as we see it, our mission to help all Californians reach and reasonably enjoy the California coast. As some of you may know, our mission over the last 27 years, born out of the battles with Sea Ranch and continually fighting to maintain access to the California coast, has probably, most people know us as the group that provides multi-day hikes along the coast of California in every county every year. A lot of people have enjoyed the coast by coming out and being a part of our hikes. We are also, for the last 5 or 6 years, been very actively engaged in building the California Coastal Trail. With the Coastal Commission and the Conservancy and a contract, we're charged with trying to complete that trail, and it's a large job. One of the ways we do that is to partner, obviously, with everyone else who's working on the coast, who's trying to protect it or who's trying to make sure that that people can get access to it. As part of that, here locally, as some of you may know, our office is located in Sebastopol, and as an old time surfer, I decided, well, you know, our local surf rider organization chapter, the Sonoma Coast Surf Rider, ought to be one of our main partners. And so I'm here today with Carolyn Higgins, and having recently joined it, I decided I need to know a lot more about water quality, an awful lot more about ocean water, but also river and groundwater. And so I'm trying to do the fastest study on who the people are, who the issues are, and I'm here to support, in particular, Carolyn and her work on building a stronger effort on the coast of Sonoma County, especially for ocean water quality. So I'd like to turn it over to her at this point.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Caroline Higgins. I'm the volunteer coordinator for Surfrider here in the Sonoma Coast chapter. If you're not familiar so much with Surfrider's mission, our mission throughout California and also all the eastern beaches is to preserve, protect waves, oceans, the coastline. And a big part of that is water quality and water quality testing. We have something called the Blue Water Task Force, and in other counties along the coast in California, Surfrider works in cooperation with a volunteer effort to help with water quality monitoring. That's something that I'd like to see begin here in Sonoma County, to offer our volunteer effort to any existing water quality programs that are happening with the health department, to expand that, to increase where we're testing and the period of time that we're testing. So we are just kind of starting up our chapter here locally, and really appreciate the effort of Coastwalk in helping us do that. So at this point, I'm introducing myself to let you know what our mission is and what we're going to be trying to do. We've done a lot of fundraising here in the county so that we can purchase some of the water quality testing equipment, but we're looking also for the guidance of the health department and the water board for help in that mission.
And I would just like to thank Catherine and Luis for responding so quickly to our emails and beginning to link us up with both your material and your staff.
Thanks. Welcome to our world. Karen Wild? Did I get that right?
Weldy.
Weldy. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board. I'd just like to take 5 minutes of your time to also thank members of your staff. And if I may, as representatives of the larger Geyserville community, we would like to collectively express our deep gratitude for the extraordinary efforts of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, Regional Water, staff in supporting the bank stabilization project at the Highway 128 bridge. Catherine Coleman, Mark Neely, Dean Pratt, Jeremiah Puget of Regional Water staff worked with numerous agencies to make this project a reality. These individuals understood that this bridge is a lifeline for the citizens of Geyserville, connecting many residents on the east side of the river to the town on the west. Many of the town's citizens, especially those in the Vineyard subdivision, are elderly. Because of the Regional Water staff's effort, these citizens have continued access to the critical emergency services that are situated across the river to their homes. Our school families are appreciative as well. After the bridge failure in 2006, the Geyserville Community School District incurred inconveniences for their school children and parents, as well as unreimbursed expenses associated with extensive extra travel time. Those added expenses meant fewer dollars for teachers and important school programs. Protecting our bridge would not have been possible without the dedication of Catherine, Mark, Dean, and Jeremiah. Their leadership has inspired an entire community. They have restored our confidence in the ability of government to work together for the betterment of the people they serve. Thank you. Signed, the Guysville Chamber of Commerce, Superintendent of Schools, Guysville School District, Fire Chief, Guysville Fire Protection District, President, Russian River Properties Owners Association, and President of the Vineyard Subdivision. Thank you very much. We can cross our bridge, hopefully forever.
Thanks, Karen. Really nice day of awards.
Aww.
This table is getting stacked down here.
It's getting heavy.
I know.
That's all I had for speaker cards and public forum. Was there anybody else? Yes?
And Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Coleman.
It's really too bad
Mr.
Puget and Neely and Pratt aren't here, particularly Mr. Pratt, who came in a Halloween costume today. You know, he really should have been forced
Can
to come into the
him?
Boardroom. and I just have to say thank you so much to the community. This really means a lot to us. We rarely get thanked for what we do, and it just really feels good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
I forgot my glasses up there.
Thank you.
My name is Judith Olney.
Oh, hi, Judith. Yeah, I do have your card here, but I see it's for the Healdsburg permit, which is item 6.
I wanted to speak in the public forum briefly, and then I will be speaking again on the Healdsburg.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just
I'll get a pink card. So
okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak to the Water Quality Control Board. I'm Judith Olney, and I'm on a number of nonprofit boards. I serve on the Westside Association to Save Agriculture, the Dry Creek Valley Association, and the Clean Water Coalition. And these advocacy groups were formed to protect and preserve the natural resources, agriculture, and scenic character of northern Sonoma County. We all know that agricultural water use is becoming a potentially divisive issue, so our groups have set goals to provide positive advocacy and education resources for the communities that we serve. Our desire is to help build understanding of the best long-term solutions that balance the needs of agriculture and residential landowners. To this end, the Westside Association to Save Agriculture is currently seeking support for an agricultural water demonstration project in the Middle Reach Aquifer. The objective of this proposed study is twofold. First, collect field and empirical data to determine the agronomic rate of water application in different soil profiles, and as well as to determine the agronomic rate of fertilizer use. In other words, define how to match the irrigation rates with the hydraulic requirements of the vines when you're irrigating in shallow soils versus deep soils, and to define the appropriate timing and accounting for use of supplemental nutrients to match the needs of the plants. And this is especially important when irrigating with recycled wastewater. Our second objective is to take the information from the demonstration project and create resource materials to inform the agricultural community on best management practices. This proposed project benefits many constituencies. The Water Quality Control Board gains valuable field and empirical data to add in the governance of permits and to inform the drafting of the general agricultural non-point discharge requirements. For Healdsburg, the study will define the variability in site characteristics in the alluvial plain, will calibrate the soil moisture budget model, and help inform the best management practices for recycled water irrigation. Agricultural users will benefit because the study will answer questions of concern around how to comply with the requirements of their user agreement, especially as it relates to how to manage and account for fertilizer application rates when irrigating with recycled water. And for residential well owners, the study reduces the potential for conflict by answering questions of concern. It's important that we test assumptions and ensure that agricultural practices are protected of well water quality. In conclusion, the Westside Association is seeking the support of agencies and the grower community for this proactive and collaborative project. We're seeking grants to fund the equipment and the technical and communication consultants required to ensure the demonstration project meets its dual objectives, which are to provide vital information to guide best management practices and create resources and reference tools for the ag community. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Chair, can I just for one just thank you? I mean, this is a wonderful project. Can I actually ask you to just come back up and just ask you a little bit about this? We actually had an information piece on this, and I briefly skimmed it. It looks really good. I just wonder timelines. What is your timeline on this potentially?
Well, we're hoping we're starting to apply. The landowners are starting to apply for some grants to get equipment and some matching grants. And our hope would be to be able to start the demonstration project next summer and actually start collecting the field data and getting the information that's needed slightly prior to or simultaneously with Healdsburg running its technical studies.
Fantastic. Potential partnerships out there? Have you explored that and how that goes?
We've been talking with the Sodiomi RCD. We've been talking with the Department of Agriculture, the Natural Resource Conservation District. I've had a meeting with the Sonoma County Water Agency, and I've been talking with the staff here at the Water Quality Control Board.
That's fantastic. I want to, for one, just again, thank you. And if we can be of help to you, please let us know. I mean, this is the kind of information. This is going to come up front and center today through the Healdsburg permit, I'm sure. And this coming up now, I think, is actually very helpful, being proactive on this type of data gathering and testing of assumptions, as you put it, I think is absolutely critical to have success out here.
We believe, the public advocacy groups really believe it's time that we all start working together and answering these questions of concern. And so we're looking forward to having a very collaborative process.
Well, and I would further extend that please come back and talk to us on a periodic basis. And if we can schedule an item for you or public forum, whatever works, but please come back and let us know how this goes.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
John Carpenter, could you put me on your email list? Because I've heard two discussions in the North Coast on the need for this, one for conventional sewage retreatment, the other in the dairy industry up there, and it's very different conditions, but it's dealing with that issue of the amount of nutrients and whether the Irish computer model for feed to cows needs to be modified, and based upon grass growing rates, which is in turn would be informed by the work you're doing. So I think it's very valuable.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
Excuse me. I want to just jump on the bandwagon with both Mr. Knorr and Mr. Corbett, because this is the sort of thing that small systems particularly will benefit from, because they don't have the resources to do this. So the information that's developed this way, all of it is going to have to do with reclaimed water. All of it is going to have to do with the applications. And it is a small district that doesn't have the ability to do the studies. Not to say that a larger entity, be it the city of Santa Rosa or the city of Healdsburg, is exclusively able to do these things, but it is the cooperation is just immense. And I will add to Mr. Norn's and Mr. Court's applaud of what you're doing and encourage you, if there's any way that we as a board can help you do this kind of collaborative work that benefits everyone, by all means, let us help you. Thank you.
I know that there'll be a number of projects that are competing for these various grants, so always a good word for one project that you might think would be beneficial to a broader audience helps. Thank you.
Thanks, Judith.
Thank you.
I also need to back up here for a minute. I, in my my haste this morning, I forgot to introduce Kat and have Kat introduce her staff that are with us, although they've already been engaged in our meeting.
So. She's already been honored.
Well, that's true. Well, we do have Mr. Rice over here, who we haven't honored yet, but he has a nice white name placard, which it's, I don't know, is that sort of a on a trial basis until we get him a brown one? Or
well, after you're honored, you get to, up to the regular plaque. You know?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, Mr. Rice. And no, don't suggest that he gets to leave us.
I wouldn't dream of it.
We're glad to have David here to replace Kim. And he comes from Region Board 8. I've been working with them and remains working with them as well. So he'll be bringing, as all our attorneys do, a cross-board intercultural exchange. We also have Patty Corsi, as always, doing the sound. Gene Lockett, who will take cards and take care of anything, of course, that you guys need. And Greg Nash is on manning the IT. I don't know what we would do without Greg. I have a number of staff here who will introduce themselves. Oh, I should introduce Mr. Luis Rivera, who is pretending that he doesn't get involved in this by sitting in the audience, but we know better. And then the rest of the staff can introduce themselves as they come up for their items.
Great, thank you. All right, let's moving on to our agenda. Oh, yes, Mr. Corbett.
We have a former board member and chairman in the audience. Just joined.
Did he sneak in?
Yes, he did.
Welcome, Mr. Anderson. Moving on, our meeting minutes from